Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That was back in 2017 when Henry Lyons awarded me the NAACP award.
I remain proud of you.
Reliving our glory days?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Scott is your... Scott?
No, play the whole clip.
No, we're good.
Be proud of it, Sam.
Scott is your... Scott's your award recipient?
I've highlighted those two clips for regular use. Great. I don't know why it took me so long to do this.
Great.
But Scott needs to be prominently featured on the program.
It's an oldie but goodie.
I don't even know how your voice reached that octave.
It was up there.
Scott! Because he announced it live on the air. I mean,
he just called in on a separate topic.
He just called in. I was like, hey, what's going on?
He was on a separate topic and then announced that I had won the Diversity in Media Award from the NAACP.
Yep.
We'll be revisiting that many times.
Yep.
It is prominently featured in my home library.
Such
study
surprise.
Office, whatever you want to call it.
Let's talk about the award. I want to talk about awards for a moment.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. So this is when she starts going, well, I've got all these Emmys.
No.
I got a Murrow.
This is what I'm going to say.
I got a Murrow.
We cleared out, we're trying to get organized here. And anyone who's ever cleared out someone's estate or maybe a storage unit or your own basement when you move, and this happened with my parents, they had trophies of mine from when I played softball at age 12. Like, so at some point, Americans spend a lot of money on awarding one another things, whatever that thing may be. When we moved into the new home, there were really cool things that they had saved in the storage unit, like the old place, the old former owners, okay?
Oh, I see.
But a couple of them were awards. And it's, I don't know, it hurt me to throw them away because that is a certificate of achievement for someone that this person did something great. It meant something to somebody at one time, but your children aren't going to want those awards.
Well, I can tell you right now, take Sarah, for example, in the room that is kind of hers at the house.
Yeah.
Like on the rare occasion when she stays the night, she'll sleep in that room. I have a horse riding award that she won in St. Louis.
For horse riding? Okay. Many, many years ago.
It was many years ago. I do have one of her soccer medals when we won the championship, which I think is pretty cool. And... that's it.
For a parent, those items are linked to memories.
Yes.
Good memories of your children. That's cool.
But Dan, when we were growing up in Anchorage, Alaska in the late 70s, you know, it's cold as hell up there. So you play soccer in the summer and you bowl in the winter.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was a decent bowler.
Yes, bowling trophies. There's another one.
I had a million bowling trophies during those 3 years, 77 to 80, that we were in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yep.
I guarantee you my mom threw those things away.
Guess what I have from my father? Band awards. I cannot throw them out. They're little. They're little that you would put like on a letter jacket because he was a drummer, Scott, like yourself. And so there are these little awards that he would get going to the state band competition for jazz band. And I cannot throw, I just can't. And they don't take up very much space. But what is it? You know, we must spend billions of dollars on awarding each other crap every year. Whatever industry you're in, we all do it. You know, maybe it's a service award, or you've been here 25 years for this award, or it's an award for, you know, your service to the community.
You know what I'm hearing right now?
What?
The makings of the next Hoarders episode.
Right?
It doesn't take up that much space. I mean, it means something to somebody.
I know, but don't you feel guilty? Like, that's why the certificate of achievement is sometimes better than the award. Because that's just a piece of paper. You can throw that in a drawer.
Yeah, and we hang them upside down here in the studio yes, when we get honorable mention awards.
I still have all of my band medals.
Yes, you were an accomplished French hornist.
That's right. I probably have a stack of about 15 or so medals, just little medals that are in the little carrying case.
Why did I keep the my merit badge sash from the Boy Scouts? I still have it.
I should wear it in tomorrow. Stuff too.
I should wear it.
I don't even know where my track medals are.
Maybe you didn't win a lot.
Sam?
I got a bunch of them.
Would you want them?
No.
Does it matter to you?
Look, I ran fast that one time.
I got an award at a math competition in high school. I took first place in algebra here in Kansas City.
That is a lie.
That is not a lie. And I have an award that shows I went to this mathematics competition and won. I'm telling you, I was very good at math. I don't know what happened to me.
Did you ever win a geography?
I don't still have it. No. Nor would I have entered.
I didn't mean
nor
to ask
how many dimes
nor would
that?
I have known how to arrive and where to go.
I didn't mean to ask that question. I already knew the answer. That was rhetorical.
She got lost on the way to the competition.
Let me ask you this. Who got a varsity letter in high school and still has their letter jacket?
I do.
Sam?
I never even
you
bought a letter jacket.
You can't throw away your letter jacket.
I still have my letter jacket from 1989. Letter, though,
somewhere. Now, for those of us that are a little bit more seasoned,
we
come from an era before everybody gets a trophy.
That's true.
No, we had to earn ours.
The trophies actually meant something.
So the things that we got, they weren't every day. And there's just a few items, but they were special from our youth. And it's only a few things.
Like, if I remember correctly, to get a letter in football, if I'm not mistaken, you had to play in 75% of the quarters.
You had to play, wait, what?
75% of the quarters.
You had to play in 75% of 25%?
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's go back to that math award.
What was that about that math?
Tell me more about how you won in algebra.
That was X's and Y's. Do you know how expensive? Ask your mother how expensive your letter jacket was.
I believe it was over $100.
Oh, man. I think it's higher. I think it's north of that,
Well,
Scott.
I don't know what it is now, but I'm talking back in the late 80s. It was over
$100. And, you know, everyone had to have one. And in that snapshot of time, boy, did you look like a stud walking down the hallways of high school.
Dude, it could have been 110 degrees
You're
outside.
You're wearing that thing.
I am walking into school with my letter jacket
but
on.
Then the second you graduate high school, it's like the plague.
The only times I've ever worn it...
You would never go back. I mean,
I can tell you exactly where it's in the basement storage room, and it's laying on a box, and I've
not
only,
in the box because he has to look at it all the time.
Shut up, Sam.
He oils it.
So the only two times I've worn it twice. Once for you, when we did a mock photo. No, we were.
Oh, I remember.
Oh no, no. When we did the remote up in Leavenworth, I wore my jersey.
Okay.
Still fits. The only times I've ever worn my letter jacket is for the mock photo that you had us do about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then one time to drive Maya crazy, I put on my football jersey and my letter jacket and I walked into her room.
She was like, please don't.
And she's like,
stop.
This is an image I don't ever want to have in my mind.
So the letter jacket... And then I will tell you the other biggest scam that was ever imparted upon all of our parents. And I cannot believe everyone got talked into buying that thing.
You're talking about the class ring.
The class ring. Remember Jostens? How expensive those rings were.
Mm-hmm.
And then never to be worn or seen again. And I get it. If you go to a private school and that's passed down from your aunt or your mom, every once in a while we get calls on this from St. Teresa's or whatever. That's different. The Jostens gold with the fake little, you know, colored stone in it or light blue stone.
I never bought a class ring in college or high school.
I wanted one of those so bad.
I still have my class ring. It's in a box somewhere.
From high school or college?
Oh, high school.
How did they get all of us to buy into the fact that we had to have that thing, even though every single year with every graduating class, it goes in a box. You never wear it again. You never see it again.
By convincing you that just graduating college was an accomplishment.
No, no, no. High school.
High school. That's what I meant.
Was an accomplishment.
So my dad, well, I'll tell you this.
Last century it was.
I was going to say back in y'all's day.
One of my prized possessions is my dad's class ring from the University of Oklahoma. I still have it.
That's a college ring. That's different.
It's awesome. You know, got his name on the inside.
And it's got his name, but you don't wear it.
No, I have put it on.
Yeah.
But these little things like the class ring or your letter jacket, if you have one, they can be considered heirlooms in a sense.
No, they are not, Dan. No one in your family wants your letter jacket.
Your grandchildren to look at and go, wow, that's pretty cool, and then move on.
The day I stop drawing breath, that letter jacket is going to have a very firm position at Deffenbaugh.
I'm going to throw it there.
You don't lie. You're going to be buried in that thing.
Yeah, you know it's right.
Put it in the dog cage.
It's the only time you ever achieved anything. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When Dana doesn't know the lyrics to a song, what you hear off the air is ba 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 ba.
You know this song, if somebody.
Hey, there was words.
The Shawnee Police Department is investigating after a shooting late yesterday left one person in the hospital. Police, fire crews, and EMS responding to a parking lot.
It's just down here.
It's just west of I-35 on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Around 11:10 p.m. on reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they discovered one man had been shot once in what police said was an altercation, clearly. He was taken to the hospital. He's in stable condition. The suspect left the scene in a dark-colored truck. Okay.
Oh, still on the loose.
Apparently, according to that story.
Okay, did you guys hear a former television news anchor has been charged in her mother's murder and ordered to undergo a competency evaluation?
Is this a St. Louis news anchor?
This was a St. Louis news anchor.
What's her name?
But the crime is in
Wichita,
Sedgwick. Okay? So a Sedgwick County judge last Friday ordered a former TV news anchor charged in her mother's murder to undergo a competency evaluation. Angeline Mock, 48 years old, was charged earlier this month with intentional and premeditated first-degree murder in the death of her 80-year-old mother on Halloween. Wasn't her mom in bed, too, Sam? Didn't you read?
I don't remember all the finite details, but yeah, it's a wild one.
So, officers responded the morning of October 31st to reported cutting in the home. They found the suspect, later identified as Ms. Mock, outside with cuts on her hands, and the 80-year-old Anita Avers unresponsive in her bed with multiple stab wounds. This, and not that television news anchors can't, you know, I don't know what's going on with this woman. The before and after photo of this human being that is accused of killing mom, she is unrecognizable today.
Things went downhill quickly after she left the camera.
What
Did her life get a little messy?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, messy?
We can't say that.
We don't know. But she was described as a cheerful morning news anchor. She was cute. The bubbly, you know. Cute.
Are you looking at her anchor picture?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her anchor picture.
Have you seen the mugshot?
No.
Oh, we'll Scott.
Look at them side by side.
By the way, she claims that her mom attacked her with a knife and then she had no choice but to kill her mother. Oh, my.
She is unrecognizable.
If she showed up at your high school reunion, you would wonder if she was lost.
Your 88-year-old mother allegedly attacked you with a knife.
80.
And you're unable to overpower her. So your only way to defend yourself is to stab her multiple times, allegedly. I'm not buying it.
She's being held on a $1 million bond.
Yeah. By the way, mom was stabbed numerous times in the head, face.
God.
Yeah, that sounds like self-defense.
And torso. Stabbed her mom in the face?
It's awful.
Okay. And I probably needs a are you competent to stand trial test.
Well, you have to wonder if this is some sort of
psychotic break?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam. Yes. I could not formulate the words. I was going to say mental health crisis, but
that would have worked.
Yes.
That would have worked just fine.
She was a St. Louis news anchor from 2011 to 2015 and was smiling in court.
I always find these self-defense claims incredibly interesting.
She was smiling in court. I don't.
See, I find that more interesting. People who smile in court or in their mugshots.
Yeah.
Why? You're going through a really bad day. Your freedom has been removed from your life, at least temporarily. And you're smiling?
Maybe she doesn't understand what's going on fully. We don't know what happened between 2015 and 2025. Based on the picture side by side,
is that when that anchor picture that I see on PeopleMagazine.com is?
She stopped being an anchor in 2015.
Well, it says here in this story from People that it was, quote, their Wichita, Kansas home.
Yeah.
Implying that mom and
somebody moved back home.
Failure to launch news anchor from St. Louis live together.
Well, she launched. She just went right back to the launch pad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Like a SpaceX. Okay. Story here. The ums and uhs in your everyday speech may not just be verbal tics after all.
Mm-hmm.
Research demonstrates that these hesitations correlate with executive function abilities, revealing insights about cognitive control, planning, and mental flexibility across the adult lifespan. Is it time to start paying more attention when you find yourself pausing more often while describing something? According to a study published in the Journal of Speech, Language, and Hearing Research.
Gripping.
I think we all three subscribe.
Clearly.
Was reading it this morning on the toilet.
Word-finding difficulty in natural speech reflects broader cognitive changes. So what they're saying is the more ums and uhs that you drop in your everyday speech, the more you are, in their research, engaged in cognitive decline.
Okay, but those words are often used as filler. I mean, look at any news conference with a politician.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is choosing their words carefully,
yeah,
they are filler to buy the speaker time to think.
Well, and for whatever reason, we decided a long time ago that pausing before responding was unacceptable.
Yeah, you're right, Sam.
Why? Where did that come from? Take a second, collect your thoughts, think about what you're going to say, and maybe say something with an educated backing.
Here are more. Powerful public speakers work hard to eliminate words such as, well, like, so.
Like, where's like in there?
Like, and you know.
The one that drives me the craziest is the so. Because it is not put in the middle. Like, for example.
Yeah, give me an example.
If somebody is, I just did it right there. And I didn't mean to. That just happened. If somebody is, but the way that the word so is often used as a filler is not really as a filler. It's to let you know that I'm done with my sentence and it's time for you now to talk. My thought is complete. Here's an example.
Or so anyway.
Here's an example.
Okay.
Earlier today, I was driving to work and I pulled in and I parked right next to Sam's car and I entered the building. So?
I've never heard anyone use so like that.
Yes, you have.
What do you mean so?
It's a dragger offer.
No, that's what I say when you finish that sentence. I go, so?
But that's not used like an or an or a like or a well.
I need a better example.
Or a you know.
So at the end of a sentence, I don't understand.
I'm not going to embarrass this person, but there's somebody in my life who finishes a lot of their sentences with the word so. And it's so dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, no, yeah, I see what you mean.
So, dot, 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 and then you're going to continue speaking? Or is that a signal for me to then chime in?
That's exactly right. It's their way of saying the sentence is, oh, my thought has been completed. It's now time for you to respond.
That's a bizarre way to say your thought has been completed. Mm-hmm. Usually I just go, I'm done talking, you can go now.
913-586-7798.
I don't say it very often.
Well, so 586-7798. Story here out of Des Moines. The Des Moines Public Schools forced an employee to resign or be fired after she reported a student's use of a racial slur by using the word while explaining the student's conduct to disciplinary officials.
And what word was that?
It was the N-word. State records indicate that Ann Esslinger worked for the school district as a full-time employee monitoring students in study halls at Lincoln High School until she was forced to resign earlier this year. The day before she resigned, she was overseeing students in a study hall when one of the students began harassing another student and using a racial slur commonly referred to as the N-word. According to testimony at a recent hearing on the matter, Esslinger asked the student to stop using the slur and ultimately took the student to the school's student services center for potential discipline. While waiting in the services center, the student again used the slur. Esslinger instructed the student to stop, but the student continued to repeat the word. Esslinger allegedly tried to get the attention of a discipline coordinator to help her with the student by saying, "Do you hear him? Do you hear what he is saying?" According to the hearing testimony, the discipline coordinator appeared not to hear Esslinger or notice the student. To get the coordinator's attention, Esslinger stated, "He's saying..."
And then she said the word.
And repeated the slur.
Why did she do that? Why? You are giving them a reason to fire you.
Dumb. How many stories have we had in the last year of this exact thing happening?
Well, we had one locally. I believe it was on out in Blue Springs, if I'm not mistaken, where they were reading from, was it The Adventures of Huck Finn?
There have been other stories in the past where this has come up as a topic, and that is a one and done.
I believe that word appears in Huck Finn, if I'm not mistaken, 127 times. Let me look that up.
It's a one and done, Scott.
And I believe that when we read that in school, we had to say the word.
No.
I can't remember.
We never read it in class. We would discuss it.
We read it in class.
Oh, see, I...
And that was right before they changed it to Slave Jim.
Do they even still teach that book?
She did not have to say it, and she did.
The N-word appears in Huckleberry Finn 219 times. I was off by 100.
So she's been fired?
Well, she was either fired or forced to resign, yes.
I don't think she should have been fired.
I don't either.
But you have to know better, especially with all of the stories that we've seen. You can depict the word the same way that Scott depicted the word twice already. Nobody's going to think you're saying nefarious or ne'er-do-well when you say the N-word. Everybody knows.
Let me ask you something. Because I guarantee you there are people in their cars right now saying the same thing. We tolerated in art, and I use art in relatively loose terms here,
music, movies.
Music for sure. Oh, my God.
Streaming TV shows. And it
drives me crazy. It makes me sick.
But did you not like Django Unchained?
Yes. And people will say, I watched the movie. It won awards, all of those things. But
they removed that from Peacock because it got so popular again.
Mary Beth
had not seen it, and we started watching the movie. And we went back to finish it the next night,
and it
wasn't there. And we did some research, and all we could find was a bunch of different people talking about it on Reddit, and people were offended because of the depictions, the images depicted in that movie.
Teachers, rightly or wrongly, are held to a higher standard, and she should have known better. That's the end of the story. I heard this story a couple days ago, and I'm like, why did you say it?
What do you think if it's in court testimony?
And it has to be read.
What was it that got you so agitated that you attacked the victim? He called me the...
You would say the N-word.
You would?
Yes. To me, even in court, you would say that.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, and if they were being called that...
I find it rather bizarre where we... I'm not going to say acceptable because that's the wrong word to use, but where we tolerate the use of that word and where we don't. Either it's a bad word and it can't be used in the English language, or it can. And I'm not advocating for its use. Please do not misunderstand me. What I'm saying is I just find it very bizarre.
That we have it both ways.
Where... A teacher can report, literally tell a kid, quit using that word. It's wrong. You know, what are you doing?
And then in trying to explain his behavior.
Uses that word in context. And that's the key. Everything has to be kept in its context. I'm not saying that she doesn't get a stern talking to. Maybe even get a note in her personnel file. I just don't know that you end someone's career for them trying to report somebody else's bad behavior.
What happened to the student? You know?
Probably suspended,
not going to know.
Probably suspended for a couple
of
days.
It also depends on how she said it. Because it sounds to me like there was a certain level of frustration.
I don't think with that word, Sam, it does matter. I really don't.
So if she like yelled it across the disciplinary office because it appeared the disciplinary administrator wasn't paying attention to her.
And she said, he said blank.
Yeah. And if she yelled that across the office, I could see that being like, okay, what are we doing here?
Hmm.
I don't know.
All right. Channel 9 had this story. KNBC9 Investigates is getting answers on a $250,000 scam targeting a local school district. Mm-hmm. An employee... in Excelsior Springs is accused of stealing $253,692.
I wonder if it was a man or a woman.
From the Excelsior Springs School District. It took police detectives 3 years to track Deanne Strong down. They found her in Texas.
That's an odd name for a man.
It took her three years to find her. Uh-huh. Listen to what
it's
happened.
Always a woman.
Cornerstone Elementary was... The one that got hit, okay? And the school district requested services from its long-term vendor, Kansas City Audio Visual, and owed KCAV nearly $254,000. Somehow, this ding-a-ling Strong created a fake email, posed as KCAV's chief financial officer, and then collected the payment from the school district. So KCAV was really owed $250,000. Mm-hmm. This Deanne swoops in and says, I'm the CFO of KCAV, and I'm going to need you to, like, Venmo me. I don't know how she did it. $250,000, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a big Venmo.
To make matters worse, Deanne Strong's alleged email had Oprah Winfrey's signature at the bottom of the page.
Well...
It wasn't enough that she made herself the CFO of the company that the district owed this money to. She added Oprah's signature at the bottom.
Well, clearly, this is kind of like the old Van Halen hotel writers or backstage writers. Somebody didn't read all the way to the bottom of the page.
Correct. A KCAV employee clicked on a phishing email, unknowingly opened the door to the entire scheme. Guess what? Excelsior Springs still owes.
Well, I'm sure they do.
KCAV is still owed that $250,000. I think they agreed to have it.
Does it say where the money allegedly went? I'm going to guess gambling and a lavish lifestyle.
No, actually.
A new RV.
Deanne invested more than $230,000 in crypto. The rest went to Amazon, PayPal, and other vendors.
Hey, she's smart. Look at her go.
Yeah, crypto. That's actually returned quite a...
There is an outstanding warrant for her arrest.
Well, they might actually still be able to get the money back.
If it's tied up in crypto?
Yes.
They're not getting the money back.
Why not?
The money back. They never get the money back.
Well, if it's still...
find her first. Well, she's the only one that can get it.
True, but once they find... I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to, when you're on the run, to go through $250,000 real fast. And it's probably worth twice that amount. Bitcoin is going up like crazy. You guys didn't believe
me. That is interesting.
Me.
If you steal a large sum of money and invest it, do they get to keep the profits off that large sum of money, or do you?
That's a hell of a
that
good question.
That is ill-gotten gains,
ill-gotten
sir.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So if you missed the news earlier this afternoon, the release of the Epstein files passed in the House almost unanimously, 427 to 1.
Who's the one dude that was like, let's keep those sealed?
He's a congressman from Louisiana.
Weirdo.
I didn't even recognize his name.
I've never heard of the guy. I've never even seen him until I looked him up to see if there was something unique about him. There is. I'll share that with you in a second. I've never seen him on TV being interviewed. I've never heard his name in my life. But apparently he got into an argument online several years ago. It was a political argument with some guy up in Anchorage, Alaska. Mm-hmm. They clearly were not getting along. And this congressman, this one congressman today who bucked the trend and voted to not release the Epstein files, challenged this person up in Anchorage, mm-hmm. Alaska
to a duel,
to a boxing match.
You were gonna.
Yes, please.
I thought you were joking.
I'm not. Challenge this guy up in Anchorage to a boxing match. The guy in Anchorage accepted.
Got it.
The congressman, I can't remember his name. It's Cliff something or other. Cliff Higgin or I can't remember. But anyway, I read his bio earlier.
I would like to challenge you to a duel.
The guy up in Anchorage did accept the match, the great boxing match. This congressman did end up going up to Anchorage because he said, I'm going to be in Anchorage. I'm challenging you to a boxing match. Mm-hmm. I have business up there or whatever.
Of course.
And so he went up to Anchorage at some point. The boxing match never did occur, even though the challenge was indeed accepted.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did you guys see on 60 Minutes Sunday night, there's a new, quote, sport called chess boxing?
Is this where you play chess and then you box? Or box and then play chess?
Let's flip that. I thought it was a joke. It is not. You go in the ring and you pummel each other, boom, 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 like you're boxing.
That is boxing.
Then you get out of the ring, immediately ringside, there is a chess board, and you sit down all bloodied and battered from the boxing and you play chess.
My guess would be is that your mind is a little... garbled.
You think?
After you just got punched in the head about 15 times, and so it makes playing chess a little bit harder.
It is what they call a hybrid sport. You can't make this up, you guys. Where competitors alternate between rounds of chess and boxing with the goal of winning by knockout or checkmate. The sport was inspired by a 1992 French comic book and gained official recognition with the first real-life match in Berlin in 2003.
See, I think they should be boxing while playing chess. That'll be rook to e4!
You call that castling? Bam! What other sport would not go well with a board game?
Slapping. So oh. I've really gotten into this slapping so competitions.
Oh, it's awesome.
Stupid.
I mean, it is. I don't know how they get back up. I mean, some of them are just knocked out immediately.
What are the rules?
Knock the other person out. You slap them across the face.
It can't be a punt. It's got to be like an open.
It has to be open-handed slap across the face.
And they will fault you if you hit the neck, if you hit too high on the head. It has to be across the face.
And you're supposed to just stand there and take it.
So it's a little different now. They've added some. It used to be in the early, when I first found slapping online, you could put your hands on the table if you were the person getting slapped. Now they make you hold this cylinder like beanbag behind your back. And you have to hold on to it while you're being slapped.
Because the fight or flight would make you.
You can't move. So what ends up happening is, I mean, it's really a bizarre sport if you can call it
that. Do not call that a sport.
Well, is boxing a sport?
Is chess?
No, it's a game.
Cheerleading?
So no. So you get three incoming,
one, two, three.
And then you know when it's coming, and you always see it. The person getting slapped almost always just closes their eyes.
Where are you watching this?
Facebook Reels.
Please watch Pluribus, Scott. It's one of the best shows out there.
Dana, I'm trying to educate myself.
I'm good.
It's a fascinating sport.
I want to see pillow fighting and checkers.
I'd like to know if you're the first person getting slapped and they knock you out, are you just out? Like, you don't even get a chance to win?
Well, yeah, if you receive the first punch and get knocked out, you don't get to get back up in 5 minutes and try again.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.